Hello, everybody. Welcome. Before I get started, I'm going to do some business real quick, regular business. Head over to Facebook. You can like the page. You can comment on the page. You can share the page. Everything gets posted there, every week's episodes, the Wednesday and the Friday shows, and whatever other shows that we'll have. And then from there, you go to Twitter, where our Twitter handle is @comesnaturalpod. You can follow us on there. We'll tweet at you. You can tweet at us. We'll follow you. All that fun stuff. Then head over to iTunes, where you can subscribe to the show to get it downloaded every Wednesday and Friday when it comes out, like this episode now, as well as the Friday's episode. And then you can rate and review the podcast there. You can share it. You can like it, which is basically just liking a post on Facebook, I think. I don't remember how it works on there. And then over to blogtalkradio.com. And you can follow us on there. You can find other ways. If you're not an iTunes user, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/comesnaturally. You can find other ways to download the podcast. You can get the RSS feed there, as well as got links for all the other stuff. If you want to do the Twitter and the Facebook, it's all on there as well. Anyways, that's it for the business. Let's get to the show. Welcome to The Awesome with Cody. I am Cody. And today is the last week of October, last Wednesday of October. Technically, part of next week is October, but this is the last Wednesday of October. So we're going to wrap up our horror movie theme. We're going to go with a franchise that is getting a new lease on life in a way. Anyways, we're talking about Saw today. I'm going to talk about all of them. Some of them shortly, some of them more in depth, because I didn't enjoy all of them. There's parts of them I liked, but I haven't seen the new one yet. This is going to be all about the Saw movies, and then Jigsaw, which is the new one, will be out this Friday. So 2 days after this goes up, that movie comes out. I will be seeing that as well, and I may even talk to you about it later on this show or on the normal Friday show with the guys. Depends on what happens. Anyways, let's start with Saw. So for everybody who doesn't know what Saw is, Saw was based on a short film. Well, not really based on a short film. A short film was made to sell the idea of the movie Saw to studios, nicknamed Saw Point 5. It was written and directed by, the story was written by James Wan and Lee Whannell. I can't remember. I don't know how to say his name. They're Australian guys. James Wan has gone on to do a lot more that a lot of people might have known more than just the Saw franchise. So he directed the original short. He did the original movie, and then he executive produced all of the other movies that have come out since then. And actually, I don't know, does he produce? I'm trying to see right now. He does not produce the new one. No, he does not. Only involved in all of them up until that point, I guess. I guess I should have looked that up before I started talking about it. Anyways, so he's well known nowadays for the Insidious movies. He directed all of them. Insidious, The Conjuring, Insidious Chapter 2, Insidious Chapter 3, The Conjuring, Conjuring 2, Annabelle, Insidious The Last Key, which comes out next year. And then I think was there another Conjuring movie other than Annabelle that came out? Oh yeah, Annabelle Creation. He didn't direct that one though. He executive produced that one. But he directed all the other ones. He's not directing the newest Insidious either, but he did chapters 1, 2, and 3. He only produced the third one. He directed the first two. Anyways, he also did one of my favorite movies that a lot of people don't know about or haven't heard of, called Death Sentence. It has Kevin Bacon in it. It is awesome as well. It's essentially, if you've ever seen the movie Death Wish, or soon to be the remake of Death Wish, that has Bruce Willis in it, but the original one. It's a very similar idea to that, in a way, but it's super brutal as well and has a pretty damn good performance by Kevin Bacon in it as well. Amongst other people that are in it, there's chock full of super awesome people, including a small little cameo by James Wan's writing partner and producing partner, who his name is Lee Whannell. He is actually in the first Saw movie as well as part of the second Saw movie. If you haven't seen it, he plays Adam, who's actually one of the main characters in the first Saw movie. He's the guy chained in the room along with Carrie Elwes, along with the dead body in the middle. And then, of course, you have the detectives and everything that go along with it. But he's in the room. He's the photographer named Adam, who is chained in there with Carrie Elwes' character, who, by the way, I loved in this movie, but, you know, whatever. A lot of people consider the Saw franchise torture porn. I mean, the later ones definitely got that way. The first few were more just, you know, cleverly done. The reverse bear trap is probably the most commonly noticeable one. It's the big metal face mask thing that basically rips your face apart. So if you're familiar with the bear trap is these two metal pieces that are spring-loaded that clamp down with teeth and dig into the leg or front paw or whatever of the animals trying to catch bear trap, basically. So a bear and other animals, they've used a similar one too. But it's a reverse bear trap, which means the spring goes the other direction. So it's closed. They wire your teeth, your jaw to it. And then if it goes off without getting the key first to get it out, it literally goes the other way. So it spring loads and basically rips your lower jaw loose from your face. So, you know, a good time. It's brutal. You get to see the payoff on it in the... I want to say it's the third movie or second movie. I can't remember. First movie, it doesn't get a payoff because the character in it, Shawnee Smith's Amanda Young, who plays a much bigger role later on. I'm going to spoil this, by the way. If you guys haven't seen these movies, I think the statute of spoilering is definitely up on these ones. Since the last, the last one was Saw 3D, which is mainly just them trying to do terrible stuff and trying to wrap up the story, air quotes. It was fun to watch, but it wasn't great. I mean, I think five was cool too, because they kind of tried to make it another, it just wasn't as good. Four was really where they needed to stop, if you ask me. That's where Darren Lynn Bousman stopped in the franchise. He did 2, 3, and 4. With executive producing and co-writing by Lee and James, I believe, on that one. On the first, yeah, the 2 and 3, and then the fourth one was a bunch of other people, doesn't matter who they are. They wrote the fourth one to wrap it all up, in a pretty good way. But the first movie was one of those things where it could have just ended with that movie, but Hollywood, once that good thing happens, it's, you know, they're gonna just beat it till it's dead. The thing about it, the first movie cost just over $1 million. It's like $1.2 million and grossed $104 million or something like that. So obviously when you basically get a 100% return, or a 100% return, 1,000% return, I should say. 100% would be your money back. 1,000% return on your investment, you're gonna look at doing more of it. So they started, basically every year they released a new one to come out. I mean, it was kind of ridiculous. And really, they 1 through 4 did, I think they did a really, really, really good job with. It wasn't until much later when they started getting all, you know, just non... They went away from the whole premise. The premise is John Kramer, who is Jigsaw, spoiler alert, played by Tobin Bell, amazingly, by the way, the voice is just iconic at this point. He takes these people who he sees are misusing their lives, drug addicts, criminals, liars, thieves, and he puts them in these moral situations where they have to do something that would go against their normal code to save themselves or be sacrificed and things like that. So, for example, the first movie with the doctor, with Carrie Elwes' character and Lee's character, they got the ability to, he gave them saws. So they could literally, hence the name of the movie, they could saw through their arm to get free, or they could die down there. They could try to work together, but the saws weren't good enough to cut through the chains because the chains were just too thick, but they could get through flesh. And of course, Cary Elwes chops through his leg, which is just right through his ankle. It's fucking brutal. The pain, the sound, it was just, man. And then later on, you find out what happens to him. He does, spoiler alert, he dies in the hallway outside the room because he bleeds to death because he cuts through his entire ankle to get loose of the chain. And it's pretty, pretty rough. The second movie does more of a group thing because this one was two people. The second one and the third, actually second, third, and fourth one were groups of people, and it was going in a certain direction. It was basically like they're a little more advanced. And the cool thing later on, you find out that the events of two were going on during, so events of one, two, and three were actually happening at the same time, if I'm not mistaken, or right after each other. Because the, when I say the events, so the main event of one, which is Cary Elwes' character and Lee's character in that bathroom, that was taking place at the same time as three? I can't remember. I should have watched these before I started, but they do this cool thing because you find out that he had a helper. That was kind of, it was a really neat way of doing. I thought it was really cool the way they did it. I think it was pretty awesome. But they do these terrible like traps. And the first one, they had the really fat guy in the razor wire maze, and he had to work his way out. And later on, they figured out that why didn't he just go the other way? But whatever. And like he was strung up, he died in, and it was pretty brutal because like the razor wires, he started to panic and struggle. It just cut into him, and his guts like spilled out. It was pretty, pretty gnarly. The fourth one or the fifth one is the one where you started to get the whole thing was Jigsaw played these games with people, and they're winnable if you just did something to win. As they went on, and they were out of his control, because, again, other people, because he dies in the fourth one. Spoiler. So 5, 6, and 3D, he's dead, and someone else is doing everything in his place. But you find out later he helped him in a way. Doesn't matter. Watch them, because they're fun. If you like that stuff. If you don't like gore and really fucked up situations, you're not going to enjoy these movies at all. And if you saw one, I'd recommend watching at least two and three, if not four also. The other ones you can skip because they're just fun to watch, but they're not really important to the story. But they do a pretty good job of like interlacing them together, which is pretty cool. And the characters kind of intertwine, and like later on you see, and one thing I want to say it's in the third one, you get to go back to where the events of the first one happened, and you see Cary Elwes's decaying body dead in the hallway, and then you go into the bathroom, the famous bathroom from the first one, and you see the blood stain that has the void in it where a body was laying, and you see the chopped off foot and all that stuff. Like, it's crazy the way they came back to it. It was really cool. And then you find out who was involved in it and how they came back on each other and all that fun stuff. But then, so like I said, 2, 3, and 4 were directed by somebody else, Darren Lynn Bousman, who, if you're asking, hey, Cody, who's that? He's done a lot of, up until, I can't say up until. A lot of the stuff he's done are super fucked up shit. He did, I'm trying to pull up the list. Repo, so he did Saw 2, 3, and 4. He had two movies before that were independent movies that I've never seen. He did Repo, The Genetic Opera, which is a super fucked up movie if you've never seen that. He did, let's see, trying to think of bigger ones you guys might have known. Actually, Saws are really probably the biggest ones that you would have seen him or known him from. Not that you would have ever really known him, because he's one of those guys, like, doesn't really have a storied career. He's done a bunch of fun stuff, but nothing, like, super crazy. Some of you people might have seen Mother's Day, which was a pretty ridiculous movie, too. Nobody really of super important, that one. Frank Grillo, if you guys know who that is, played Crossbones in Captain America Winter Soldier, as well as Captain America Civil War, the beginning of it. This guy blew up at the hospital. Spoiler, I guess, for that one. Oof, I don't know. I don't know if you can say that one a spoiler, but he blew up. Jamie King, which some of you might know. It doesn't matter. We're not talking about Mother's Day. We're talking about Lynn Bousman, because he directed Saw 2, 3, and 4. 2, 3, and 4 are a trilogy in their own right, but they're linked to the first one because the first movie is where it all started from. But those three movies closely bunch up together, where the first one, like I said, could have been literally all by itself. You could have just left it as is, it would have been perfectly fine. But again, like I said, Hollywood doesn't really do that very often. So they just see this thing, and like so the first movie cost like $1.2 million. The second one was $4 million, grossed $147 million. The third movie cost $10 million to make, made $165. Fourth one's about the same, and they did a little less at $140 million. $140 million is still much, because I mean, you really spent $10 million on it. You basically made $129.3 million. I would say it's a pretty good investment to it. The third movie, or the new movie, I don't know how much it costs, because I don't have all the nuts and bolts up yet about that one. And I don't know how it works. I don't know the whole story. I kind of stayed away from reading the plot of the movie, just because I didn't want to. I like going into some things not knowing, but also, like, this is like this weird sequel reboot. It's a very bizarre thing they're doing with it, but it's got Tobin Bell in it. But, like, if you paid attention to what I said earlier, Tobin Bell's character, John Kramer / Jigsaw, died. He had brain cancer or brain aneurysm or something. Can't remember what it was. Then they had like a brutal, by the way, in 4, when he died, they were doing brain surgery on him, and they show it, and it's pretty cool. They cut his head open, his scalp. They see that they're sucking the blood, and it's coming off of it. And she has to drill these holes. Obviously be careful, because she punctures, it goes right into the skull or the brain, and, you know, obviously kills him. So she drills these holes and has to crack. It's super cool. I think it was really cool. And then, of course, alleviates the pressure on his brain, so it's not pushing against his head, his skull, and all this different stuff. I thought it was pretty dope to watch them do it. It was very clever. Having to drill the holes and then saw between the holes to make the opening. But again, you have to be careful, because the skull is not as thick as some would think, but also you're drilling and sawing into it, so it's definitely going to, you know, be a little harder to not kill somebody if you slip, because if you slip, the drill bit just goes right into the brain, because they didn't have, I'm guessing, and I could be wrong, and if there's any medical people listening to this, the bone saws and the drills they use when they're going into the skull don't have enough, like, the bit's not long enough. It's long enough to get through the skull, and that's basically it. But it's not like, you know, 3 or 4 inch long drill bit, which they were using in this. So they had to put this little blocking piece on it. It was interesting. They MacGyver brain surgery in it, which I thought was pretty cool, because they did it on the sly. But whatever. I mean, I didn't get to, you know, I'm not going to criticize them for certain things. Not in these ones, later movies, where they just do ridiculous stuff. Like in 5, I believe it was 5, they had the pendulum what his dude's basically being pulled by tension, so his like midsection is nice and taut because his arms and legs are being stretched away from each other, like, you know, like a on a board, like, you know, periodically being stretched. And this pendulum essentially acts as he is slowly swinging, and it starts to barely cut him, and it's going to get lower and lower, but the tension on enough is it starting to pull apart the wound. So as soon as it cuts, you see a little, like, enough of it where it starts to tear him in half, and eventually gets torn in half, and the saw, the pendulum just cuts right through him. It's pretty gory, but it's pretty fun. There's a car that smashes a guy who is Chester Bennington from, well, was of Linkin Park. He was in the 3D one, and the 3D one really, all they did was just try to just do terrible shit to people that was cool in 3D. And it was a fun, movie to watch in 3D, but it was just not good at all. But they showed a lot of the people from the past coming back in different ways. Not alive, a lot of them are just dead, but referencing, showing them, talking about them, stuff like that. It's interesting the way they do it in there. But, I mean, really, for the most part, it wasn't really great, the last three movies they made. That's why I'm hoping Jigsaw is better, because I really enjoy the other movies, and the... So they made 8 originally, which is ridiculous. If people, like, people forget they made that many. Like, people joke, oh, they made 104 of them, whatever, right? They made 8. 4 really good ones. 3 not so great ones. And then, well, yeah, so they made 4 good ones, 3 not so great ones, and then the 8th one, which is about to come out, hopefully is good. I don't know. The trailer's look like it's a bunch of fun too, but they even say, like, in the trailer, like, games are meant to be won or can be won or something. But they still look, some really interesting traps in the new one, with the, like, the buckets with the saw blades on them, and then, like, the grain mill thing or sand thing where sand's burying them so they can't move, and they're dropping sharp obstacle or sharp objects down on them, like saw blades and pitchforks and shit, which is just madness in its own right. There's the thing that looks like a blender where, like, the guy's hanging, and, like, first I thought it was a griddle, like a grill, like a round, you know, it has the coil grill you have, like, on a, like, a stove, old school stove, and it looked like that, but then later on you see it, like, spinning up like it's a blender. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen it yet. All I'm going by what I saw in the trailer, or trailer, is there one trailer? One trailer? I think there's one. There might be two. I stopped watching them because, again, I want to kind of be surprised, which is different than what I usually do. I just digest trailers like they're, you know, free, and then just pick them apart. But I kind of want to, you know, I'm gonna try to pull a Joe on this one and try to be surprised by what's going on in it. But we'll see what happens when it comes out Friday, which I'll probably see it either Sunday or next Wednesday, depending on what days. Now Sunday is a baby shower, so that's not gonna work out. I don't know, maybe I'll figure it out. I don't think Mike will go with me on Thursday night. I know Jen doesn't watch those movies, so we'll see. I will watch it eventually, and I will let everybody know what I thought, yes or no. But yeah, so that's the Saw franchise. My recommendations are, the awesome ones are Saw, Saw 2, Saw 3, and Saw 4. Maybe the new one. But if you're really into gore and, air quotes, torture porn, watch 5, 6, and 3D, because they are enjoyable for that stuff, but doesn't really add anything to the story that they developed in 1, 2, 3, and 4. So that's my opinion, at least. You can form your own after you watch them, and you can let me know on Facebook or on Twitter or wherever you want to post your thoughts as well. And I think that is going to wrap it up for this week's episode of The Awesome with Cody. And, again, I was Cody, and, let's be awesome. All right. Talk to you guys, next time.